लय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय नमो नमः। वंस नारद वास नारद महर्षि नारद देवर्षि नारद वाज इन ट्रांस। You know Cupid, Kamdev. He has some ego that I have defeated Shankar, I have defeated Brahma. Understand? Defeated Brahma. And Shankar and all top to bottom. There is none who can fight with me and defeat me. So he went to north, and when he was in trance, he created a so beautiful atmosphere. Kakku began to sing. And Sheetal Manda Sugandha Hava. What?
Gentle breeze was going
on. Fragrant breeze.
And made a very beautiful scenery there. And he took the form of a very beautiful teeny-aged girl, half naked, and began to play with a ball. Sometimes falling down, sometimes like smiling. Oh, Narad trance was gone, and he saw. And then he smiled. Oh, Cupid, you have come to defeat me. Please, please be merciful to me. And did pranam, and he went away. Kamdev was defeated. But Narad what? Ego came. Oh, I have defeated now this Kamdev who has defeated Shankar and Brahma and all others. So I am so much great. And then he took his veena and singing Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Sriman Narayana. Oh, smiling, so much smiling. He was going. And he went to Vaikuntha Dham and he met Narayan. Then Narayan was his Then he went to, not directly Narayan, he went to his Gurudev. Who is Gurudev? Shankar. His Gurudev. Oh, my Gurudev, I have defeated Kamdev. He came and I smiled. So, by your grace, I have done this very wonderful thing. And then Shankar told, my dear disciple, don't tell to anyone. Never, never. But he, out of ego, he went to Brahma, his father. Oh, father. Oh, very wonderful thing. Cupid came to me and I defeated him. Oh, don't tell anyone. don't tell to your Prabhu, Narayan, be very careful. Went, but he could not just control himself and he went to Narayan. Then Narayan knew all these things. Oh, but very high class of devotee. Oh, there is none, any devotee like you in the whole universe or anywhere. You are the best among them. And then, Narayan or Krishna. Oh, very good doctors. He saw that he has some disease. That, oh, Kamdev, keep it coming, can it come to me? I can defeat all. I'm very expert. Even I can play with them, no harm. With what, teenagers, girls and anyone, naked even, no harm. I can defeat. So Narayan is a good doctor. He thought that he should be in what? Operated. And then he made a very strange thing. Narad was happily coming and he was descending to earth. And when he came to earth, he saw that a beautiful king was there. And his tiny girl, about 16, very beautiful, most beautiful. And he was going to marry her, to give marry to any very qualified person. And he made a swayambar. Swayambar, you know? And he invited whole world, all the beautiful kings, princes, or demigods, even Shankar and Brahma and all. My daughter is so beautiful. And I want to give her marriage. So any qualified and most beautiful bride? No. And my daughter will choose herself. Oh, there are so much gathering. Thousands and thousands of princes and gods and so many were there. Nar saw, oh, what is the thing? How all are here? And then he heard. Oh, the king saw Narad and he did dandat pranam to me. Oh, Narad Rishi, I'm very fortunate and my daughter is very fortunate that you have come. I want some blessing for my daughter. So please come. And you can see her horoscope. Horoscope, you know?
Palm.
That is, how she will be in future. And then Narada went there and he saw the palm. Not palm. Oh, his eyes were atak gai.
Got
entangled. Oh, his face. What?
Entangled.
Where? And he became nirlajya, shameless. And again he was looking towards her face. He told that, oh, very, I've seen her palm. She will be married with a most beautiful in the whole world, having so much affluence. And he will not be widow, never and never. And she will be always happy with her husband. Her husband will be the controller of the whole world. And so many things. Then Narad came down from his palace, and he was thinking, "Oh, most beautiful. I have never seen any, even Lakshmi I have seen, but not so beautiful. And if I am married to her, marry her, then I will be the controller of the whole world." And so many qualities will come in me. So, I must marry this girl. But how can I do? I am not most beautiful. Beautiful is Narayan. I have never wanted anything, desired from him, any boon from him. But now I want to have a boon that he should give his beauty for only a second, so that I can marry this girl. And then he began to pray Narayan, "Oh Narayan, be merciful to me. I want to see you and request you. I have never desired anything in my whole life. But now I want some boon from you. Please be merciful." And then Narayan at once came. "Oh, my best devotee, what do you want?" "Oh, Prabhu, you know that I have never wanted anything, never desired anything from you. Never. Even when I was doing sadhana. And now I am what? Siddha. But never I wanted. So please, I want to have a bone you should give me. And, oh, for you, my everything is for you. Any bone you can want, I will give at once, fulfill your desire." And then he told that, "I want your, this beautiful face and body, oh, for a moment, couple of moments." Narayan began to smile. "Oh, I will do your well, I will do your good. Don't be worried." He never told that I will give my face, but he told that I will do your good. What will be your welfare, I will do. And he, what?
Disappeared.
Then he thought that my Prabhu has given his face now. And he became so happy and not proud.
Confident.
And he became so nirlajya behaya. That he went to the council where lakhs and lakhs beautiful princes, gods and all were, even demons also in the shape of a very beautiful, they were collected there. And that daughter of king, having a very beautiful garland in her hand, very beautiful shape, fragrance was coming from her body, and he was looking for a good, qualified
bridegroom
to whom he will give that garland, with whom she will marry. No? And then Narad Rishi, he thought that, "Oh, I am now most beautiful. Oh, Narayan is best beautiful in whole universe and Vaikunth and everywhere. So now I have received this." And he went on the front of that girl where he was going with that. And he thought that, "Oh, certainly when she will see and she will be charmed and will give that mala to me, garland in my neck." So he was doing like this in front of that girl, all were seen. And there, two persons, the anuchar of Shankar,
followers of
Shankar, they were by side of Narada. "Oh, what beautiful shape! Oh, we have never seen a beautiful shape like you." And clapping and laughing. And this Narad, when he saw that, when Narad came in front of that girl, oh, she with a hate, oh, she said, went other side to see. He moved so many times with her that surely she is not looking after me, otherwise she must be give me. And that girl was moving with hate. Why this monkey is coming towards me? And then at once he saw that Narayan came on his Garud, sitting there with Lakshmi. Lakshmi was with him. And then he gave that garland in the neck of Narayan. And Narayan quickly took her on Garud, and his left side he gave a seat to that girl, and quickly disappeared. Narad became very, very
furious.
Went in front of me, and he had cheated me. And the two associates of Rudra. Oh, how beautiful, beautiful. You can see in mirror your face, how beautiful. Or in water. There was no mirror perhaps. So he saw his face in water. And he saw that, oh monkey, you know Indian. Oh, he black face here. And eyes so much inside, very ugly. Nose like flat nose. Oh, he saw. And, oh, I have served him, that powerful person. Now he has false ego. And he has given this shape. I will curse him. And he cursed him that, oh, you should be, oh, like a lusty person. You will follow always your wife. And you will weep, oh, for how many? So many months for your wife. You must weep. And when he gave course, at once Jogmaya, what? Oh, disappeared from him. And then he went there in Vaikuntha to tell him that I have cursed you. And Narayan smiling came out. What happened, Narad? What happened? Oh, Paramaswatantra you are. You are? You think that I can control whole world, but I am giving cause to you, I have given you. That you will weep for your wife. Very weep, here and there. Then when Narayan took his Jogmaya from him, after that, then he saw that, oh, what is this? That girl is here, not anything else, but she is herself Lakshmi. She was not any
ordinary girl.
And Narayan began to smile. Narayan told that I have done some operation. Don't think that I have conquered Cupid. Calm thee. Never and never. Anyone cannot. Oh, I am the master of Maya. Anyone is not like that. So from now in future, be careful for this. Everything vanished. And he saw that there was nothing only to parade me. My Prabhu has done. This is the mercy. And then he fell flat on the lotus feet of Narayan. Oh Prabhu, you have. Saved me, you have. And began to weep. Then Narayan told, oh, now no fear. My blessing is there. Naraji is liberated. You know that he done so much austerities and he had taken darshan of Narayan and he was liberated. But even he has sought to give some
lessons to teachings
that we should not do like this. Even Mahaprabhu has told, don't sit with your mother alone. Don't sit alone with your sister and don't jump to her alone. Even to your sister. Even to your daughter. Cupid may come and you will be what? Upset. So first we should try. Even a very big sannyasi. What to tell bal sannyasi? Understand? We should always be very, 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 very careful. No? So try to be in the God, in the council of powerful senior Vaishnava. They can save you. Always the God. And don't think that I can conquer. Or no harm if any beautiful ladies are coming. And for ladies, they should not think that I have conquered Kamdev. So any very beautiful 10 years old boy can come. Oh, we can control. Never, never. Be always very, very careful. Mahaprabhu, even a boy like Haridas, his own associates, he was liberated, but he gave this. Oh, told that I don't want to see your face for future any time. And he gave his body in Triveni. I have told you. So we should be very, very careful if you want to go towards Krishna consciousness. For ladies and for male, both. Each other. We will have some honor. We can come and sit in council. No. Be with your husbands, your children and others, and you can hear. But not alone. Or with always joking and hearing and Harikatha. That in Harikatha, that is not Harikatha, that is somewhat like lust. We should draw. Our goal is certainly that. What? To serve conjugal. Very high. But we should take only favorable things, not unfavorable. Always. Both. We know that in ladies, Ganga Mata Thakurani, Hemlata Thakurani, moreover, Jahnava Thakurani, Ganga Mata Goswami, Malini Devi, the wife of Nekan Nityananda Prabhu used to come in the life of Malini Devi and she used to give sometimes her breast and Nityananda Prabhu of 30 years is. No. Advaitacharya Sita Thakurani they are. But we are not that. Even not a dust of their lotus feet. We honor. We can honor all those who are chanting, remembering. But be very careful. I know so many instances. Oh, even their daughters, they did so many things. So we should be careful. Try to follow this line. Adau Saddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tata Bhajana Kriya Anarthani Vritti, then Nishtha, then Ruchi. At that time, you can have the greed for Radha Krishna conjugal serving. Before that, no. Or anyhow it comes, then you should think that he has galloped up to Ruchi and then this has come. And no anarth, very small they can be. So, if it is coming, a greed to serve Radha Krishna like gopis, which is very highest, then there are some symptoms. And what symptoms? Eight or nine symptoms are there. Shanti, abhyartha kalatvam, virakti, manushunyata, ashabandha, samutkantha, namgane sadaruchi, asakti stad gunakhyane priti dat basati asthale ityadyo bhavasu jat bhavam. If that greed will come, symptoms will come, and what will be? Akshanti. What is shanti? Shanti.
Shanti means one is never disturbed in any condition of life. Just like the Pandavas, that's an example of
Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj. These are shanti. Abhyartha kalatvam.
It means that one will use one's time, one will consider every moment to be very precious and use all of one's time very carefully in devotional service.
How? He will engage his whole senses. Like Sankhya Purvaknam Ganatvi. Like always he will use his whole senses in Krishna consciousness. He had no time. Nothing. To chatter, patter here, there, nothing. Whole time, day and night. Abhyartha kalatvam. Virakti. What is virakti?
Detachment from material things.
Yes, anything. No attachment. Worldly attachment. Oh, attachment is there. But what attachment? Oh, Krishna katha. Krishna naam. Devotees, pure devotees, in service, serving them. Oh, there is attachment. Abhyartha kalatvam virakti manushunyata. What is manushunyata? You?
Manushunyata means he has no pride, no false ego, always considers himself to be very insignificant, having no power, no intelligence or anything. So it's called manushunyata. He's
completely manushunyata. Pride. Ashabandha.
Great, always great hope that he will be protected by Krishna.
What?
Achieve.
Why you are seeing here and there, looking?
Very convinced that he will achieve his goal. Gati.
Moreover, okay. He has great hope, although he knows he's a hopeless case himself, but Krishna is so merciful, Guru is so merciful, that by their mercy they'll be able to achieve the service of Radha and Krishna.
Surely. It may be couple of year, couple of birth, couple of anything. Or, hundred and hundred births. But I will achieve this anyhow. I will die, but I will not take water except Swati Nakshatra. What? What do you mean?
Meaning just like Rupa Goswami Pari saying, Virachai Mai Dandam Dina Bandhu Dayamba, that just like a chatak bird is only taking water coming from the rain of Swati Nakshatra. In the same way, I will not take anything from this material world. I will always keep my eyes looking at the lotus feet of my Ishtadev.
Hmm.
And if my Ishtadev is kind to me, or if my Ishtadev will throw a thunderbolt on my head, I'll never give up always praying and hoping that one day the Krishna will give mercy.
Bird always looking in Ishkoi. He never takes water from any tank, river or anywhere, or the water of any rain. Only she takes water, rain water, in the constellation Swati Nakshatra. He may be dying, and thunderbolt may come on her head and she may die. But, oh, she will give up her life, but only taking that. So, full determination. Asha Bandha Samutkantha. When I will see Krishna? When I will see? Namagane Sadaruchi. Like Haridas Thakur. Like Sada Goswamis. They will have so much taste in name. They will see what? Everywhere, rush and rush in Krishna name. Hare Krishna, everywhere. All the pastimes are Krishna in there. Nama Chintamani, Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. What is the meaning of Rasa Vigraha? Embodiment of all rasas are there. So he will be very much absorbed in him. Then? Namagani Sadaruchi Asakti Stad Basati. Oh, he will be always attached. Oh, to Navadvip Dham, to Vrindavan Dham, in Puri Dham, in Gambhira, or Nuhar. Always, he will try to be there. Why? Dejasiddha Bhumi. And anyhow, he will see Govardhan Giri Raj in Vrindavan. Sometimes, or river, who? Jamuna. Sometimes Manashi Ganga, where Krishna is playing with the gopis in a boat, quarreling with them. And that, oh, you should get up from my old and torn my boat. And so many pastimes have gone. So remembering all, they will be there. They will be in Kadamba Tay. They will be in Kadamba Kyari. In Nandagaon, here and there, Radha Kundasham. They want. Because very easily, our desires will be fulfilled to serve Radha and Krishna. Each dust of Vrindavan are transcendental. They can fulfill our desire. Here, that is not power here. So he always is attached there. And Gunakhyane, always he is immersed in Harikatha, Goli, Frank, Radha, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, the devotees, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and always. Or sometimes glorifying Vrinda Devi. Who is she? Or she is the what deity? Vrindavan Dham and Nikunja Leela. Oh, Purnima Devi, be kind to us. Who is Purnima? Oh, she is the
manifestation of Radhika and Krishna's desire potency.
Everything she can. From all Leela, he does, manages. Oh, Vrindavan Dham, beautiful. Jayati Jayati Vrindaranyame Tanmurare Santa Vaikuntha Vasa
Ramayati Sada
Gahapala Yanjatra Gopi. Oh, where Krishna is playing float on the bank of Jamuna. Jamuna, very gently moving sweetly. Peacocks are dancing, cuckoos are singing there. Oh, It's all dust can fulfill your desire. Where Radha and Krishna Rosh was done. Bansi Bhat is there. Kaliyada is there. And, oh, Chirghat is there. So many things. Where nearer? The place of Nanda Baba is there. Chatti Kara. And from there he used to take his cows in Vrindavan and playing. So glorifying all this weeping, heart melting, hairs standing like this. So this is the thing. Don't jump. I know that though I have not read all the books as you have all read. I think that Govinda Lilamrit is with you all. I know. And Krishna Bhavanamrita is with you. Mosam Mani Manjari and so many books are with you. It has been translated by the devotees who have been deviated in Narak, Kunda. They cannot control their lust. They have written. Don't jump. Come in process. Our goal is so high, we know. And it should be. But your process should be begin from Adav Saddha Tatah Sadhu Sang. And then when greed will come, these symptoms will come. And this is the barometer of our bhakti. Anya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadhyanavritam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam. Always be in the in guarded line of bhakta. What?
And association of
Lord. They will help you. Even they are not perfect. But we should be. If you are with two little boys, even you cannot do nonsense. You will fear. So we should try to always come in process and develop our Krishna consciousness. Gaur Pramana. But you are independent to do anything. So Gurudev, what can do? So Gurudev is like this. He cannot tell more than this to anyone. We should try to follow very carefully. Gaur Pramanande. Don't tell Srimati. I have warned you, but you missed. Srimati means? It goes something wrong. Srimate Bhakti. Srimade Bhakti. Srimate. It is right by grammar. It is not good by grammar. Otherwise, grammatical, you should come. Though you know, don't know, but we also know. Yes. But our Guru Parampara and all the devotees are telling like this. So, not Srimati. Gaur Govinda. Gaur Govinda is not Srimati. It may be, he may be. and lakhs births. No harm. He has some idea for this. You are a pure Vaishnava. But even you should not. Oh, Srimati Radhike. You can tell. Kirtanam?
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 17th of June 2001 in Italy, Stresa. Hare Krishna.
Radhikai Tadali.